And God planned you for His purpose. Rick went on to say that our purpose will extend far beyond a few years that you and I will spend on earth, because you and I were made to last forever. I wanted that question because everything that we read and everything that we take in have application as to why we are here. And if you pick up your Bible, you will see emphatically, undeniably, and explicitly the reason why God established, affirmed, and declared all of the things that we experience in this life. And He knows in advance what we are going through before we go through it. But He knows where we are, when we are headed, and where we are headed, and the consequences of all of the things that will take place. My brothers and sisters, when we think about that, you have a purpose in life to last forever. That sounds to be eternally. And what we now understand is that it all started with God, Yahweh, in the original Hebrew. It all started with God. For it says, in the beginning, God created. For He, God, is called Yahweh or Jehovah, along with certain titles including El Elyon and El Shaddai. El Elyon means Most High. El Shaddai means the Mighty, All-Sufficient God. For He is the Maker, the Creator, and the Sustainer of all things. He sanctioned and declared it. He spoke it into existence. That word in the original text that He brought it, by His power, His great, and His provision. He, God, Yahweh, is the infinite God that became finite. The transcendent that became immanent. He is an omnipresent God, an omniscient God, an omnipotent God. All powerful, all knowing, and all present. And there are some who still question who He is. There are some who doubt that there is a God. The atheists are not believers. The agnostics simply don't acknowledge Him. But what do we as believers say? And what do we as believers claim? My brothers and sisters, in the book of Genesis, we are told we were created in the image or likeness of God. And that we were made a little lower than the angels. And for historical references, Psalm 8 and 5 will confirm, because sometimes when we make statement, how do we know these things take place? Here's how we know, because God's word were written by men who were divinely inspired. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our paths. His word were written by men who had been empowered by the Holy Spirit to preach and teach His word. So therefore, when pastors and preachers stand and share God's word, it is not our word, but it is coming from the archives of time that God has sanctioned and declared for a generation to know, so that we will understand the prophetic plan that God has in store for us. Sometimes we don't like to hear what God has to say, but God will say it anyway, because His word will not return unto Him void. Man, my brothers and sisters, was created as God's own representative on earth, over the creation, but lower than the angel. As God's representative, because God took man and He breathed into man and he became a living soul. And then God gave him power, authority, and dominion to rule over everything that He created. There's nothing that compared to what God made. There's nothing that is higher than what God made. But when we think about what God is doing, He made man a little lower than the angels. And David was amazed that God should exalt finite man, or God would exalt limited man to such a place of honor. What is man that thou mindful of, that God would do such a thing? My brothers and sisters, it is not about you and I. This is about God and who he is and how great he is. The purpose of your life is far greater than your own personal fulfillment, your peace of mind, or even your happiness. It is far greater than your family, your careers, or even your dreams and your ambition. God got this thing mapped out. If the truth be known, this black man would never want to be a preacher, but God had a purpose. If the truth be known, we never would have been in a church because we were happy running in the streets and in the juke joints. I had to go back to the 30s. Because if the truth be known, we would have never came to church if somebody did not influence us in a way. But thank God for his greatness. Thank God that he saw a work in us that we did not see within ourselves. My brothers and sisters, if we desire to know why we are placed here, we must begin with God. If you and I want to know why we are here, it ain't about you and a bag of chips. It's all about God. For we were made, or we were born by his purpose and for his purpose. Scripture declare, what is man that thou mindful of him? David reflects upon God's majesty that is displayed in the creative order when he said, for the heaven declare the glory of God. And in comparison, Antioch, man seemed insignificant, and yet God chose man to rule the earth and everything he created. And by God's choosing man, he crowned man with glory and honor. Adam, I made you for this purpose, to rule over all that I feel
good. Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.